Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I'd like to welcome you back to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, for the last couple of months, we've been covering the topic of justification, and we'll be continuing on that topic this week. So if you have your Bibles, please turn to Luke chapter 7, verse 29. That's Luke chapter 7, verse 29, as we turn it over to Pastor Wayne Reynolds.
Many people today, when they think about the word justification, automatically attribute the conversation to salvation. But that is not always so. Justification is simply talking about being right. You see, the word justify, the word justification, or righteousness, just, right, and meet are all translations of exactly the same root word in the Greek language. This means that all of these words have a general meaning that is very common to all of them, even though their individual meaning may differ slightly. Think of this, that sometimes justification means being right in salvation, but sometimes the word justification means being right in our lives. In the book of Luke chapter 7, verse 29, the Bible says, "And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John." You see, this passage, the book of Luke chapter 7, verse 29, gives us a good example of people that justify God. This doesn't mean that God is now saved. It doesn't mean that at all. It simply means that people are saying that God is right when they heard Jesus Christ speak the truth. Another passage along the same line is found in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. The Bible says here, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." The Bible in this place states very clearly that the great mystery of godliness is very clear. We can see that God is manifest in the flesh, that is, He's revealed in the flesh, and that God is also justified in the Spirit. That is, that God has been made right in the Spirit. You see, no part of the Godhead had to be saved. God gives salvation to all people. But all of the Trinity is right, whether accepted by man or not. Notice that these two passages ought to prove to anybody that justification is not the cause of anybody's salvation, but justification is simply the result of salvation. Salvation is when our spirits become aligned with God and we freely and willingly declare we have been justified by God. Notice, it is by God that we are justified, not by any works that we could ever possibly do. As we continue to live, we continue to praise God and His working in us because we deserved nothing but condemnation. But instead of condemning us, God has now justified us. He has made us right in His own sight. These verses that we've read to you relate that God and Jesus Christ have been declared right and perfect without sin, that they are holy. And this is exactly the state that all true believers are in, that all believers before God are right. All believers are perfect. All believers are without sin. All believers are holy. It may not look that way on the outside, but it is that way on the inside. And this is really what we're looking for. However, the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12 gives us the exact opposite picture. The Bible says in this place, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise." Well, you want to be wise? Then don't be comparing yourself with other people. You know why? Because all people are just sinners. We need to compare ourselves not with other people, but we need to compare ourselves with God and God alone. I know that many people today compare themselves with others, but that is error. Every person must stand on their own. In order for us to compare ourselves perfectly with one that is perfect, we must compare ourselves only to God. When we compare ourselves only to God, well, we always fall short. This is the great thing about salvation, is that when we compare ourselves with God, we know that we fall short. And yet, Christ, who loved us, and Christ who died for us on the cross of Calvary, and took our place on the cross of Calvary, has died in our stead. He has died in our place. This is such good news. We all should rejoice in what Christ has done for us in freely giving to us salvation. Some will compare themselves to others, and sometimes only pick out the incomparable things to compare. Then they proudly proclaim that they are better than the other person, but sadly they forget the person's good traits, and sometimes they forget those that are truly better than themselves. Understand that we need to compare ourselves only with God. In the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 29, a lawyer came and asked Christ. He was willing to justify himself. And he said unto Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" But notice in Luke 10, verse 29, that this lawyer was willing to justify himself. Jesus Christ gave the parable of the Good Samaritan. When Jesus got all through with the lesson to the Good Samaritan, he said in Luke 10, verse 27, "You go now, and you do likewise." This is almost exactly the same thing that he said in Luke 10, verse 28, when Jesus Christ answered this lawyer and said, "That is done right. This do, and thou shalt have life." You know, justification is only one word that gives us a partial description of our salvation. This gives us only a partial description of us being made right or acceptable with God. Justification is our being made legally right before God because of what He has done for us on the cross of Calvary. It's not because of any work that we've ever done, but because of what God has done for us on the cross of Calvary, we are justified, even as Jesus Christ said that He was justified. The reason Jesus, the Son of God, died on the cross was so God could give us His righteousness and take our sinfulness upon Himself. In time, God continues to work in us, making us very uncomfortable with sin, even though we were very comfortable with that same sin before God began to work on us. In time, God works in our lives so our lives will be legally sinless before Almighty God. The older a person gets, the more sin they see in their lives. And the older we get, the more we see how we fail. But in eternity, we shall never fail. This is our only hope, is what Jesus Christ has done for us. You see, as we get older, we're not so concerned with what other people see. We're more concerned with what God sees in us. And we need to be honest before God. Altogether, honest, sincere, and right, and pure before Him. The Bible states in the book of Isaiah 53 and verse 11, "He shall see all the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. We're not looking at what we do. We're rather looking at what Christ has done for us, because he has died. He has given his life. He has faced sin for us in our place. Jesus Christ has died that we can live. In the book of Luke chapter 18, verse 9 through verse 14, the Bible gives us the story here of the Pharisee and the publican. The Bible states that the publican asked for mercy, not justice. You know what? This publican, he got exactly what he asked for. When he left that day, he went on his way. He was justified before the Lord. He didn't receive justice. Today, if you're lost, you need to go before God and God alone and ask for his mercy, not for justice. The Pharisee, however, remembered his goodness before God. Therefore, this Pharisee felt no need to ask for mercy. He did not receive mercy or justification, but he did receive justice. His justice. And he wound up dying and spending eternity in a place of a lake of fire. This is where a person is headed, without the Lord. Today, if you're lost, I pray that you might seek the justification that only God can give to you. You see, justification in the biblical sense is the act of God removing from the believing sinner his guilt and the penalty of that guilt, and imputing or giving a righteousness which was worked out by Christ himself, in whom the believer stands. Therefore, this sinner stands not only innocent and not condemned, but actually righteous as far as the legality of the law is concerned, for time and for all eternity. Jesus Christ saves, and he saves so sufficiently and so full. If you're lost, trust Christ, for Christ is the only way that anybody can ever be saved.
You know, if you have additional questions about justification, salvation, or something else you might have heard on the radio broadcast, we encourage you to come and join us for services today. Our building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and we'd be absolutely glad to talk to you about any questions or concerns that you have. Our services will begin at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, and then worship services at 11. We'll also have afternoon services starting with a prayer meeting at 3:45 and worship services at 4:30. And again, feel free to stop in and visit with us about any questions or concerns that you may have. You know, there's nothing more important in this world than making sure that you're right before God. And we want to make sure that we give you every resource available to answer questions that you have. So if you're not able to come and visit with us in person, then you can check out our website, where you'll find many different tracts, articles, and books that you can read. We also offer many different audio messages that you can listen to free of charge. These include prior revival services, as well as many of our prior radio broadcasts. And that website address is www.independencebaptist.org. That website address again is independencebaptist.org. You can also call and leave us a message at 636-673-2180. Well, we pray that this message on justification has been a blessing to the saved and a reminder to those that are lost about their condition before God. Each and every one of us was born a lost sinner, but each and every one can be redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Once he's saved you, he will place in your heart that desire to serve and to worship him. Well, our time for today is up, but we want to thank you for listening and ask you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.